La 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 la. No.
Welcome to Blood Math and True Crime. I can't believe I actually got that.
I quit. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Your mouth made the fucking. I gotta pause it.
Or no?
I started it.
Okay.
You ready? We're here. Uh-oh. We're calm. We're collected.
Are we?
I don't know. Welcome to Bloodbath, a true crime podcast.
You already said that part.
I didn't get it all the way out. Only the real people will understand.
Oh my God.
That voice. Anyway, today's episode has been requested.
Requested?
Not this specific person, but this specific
Pacific
Ocean. Category of serial killer.
Oh,
we want a big boy.
Big boy.
We've gotten so many big boy. Mm-hmm. We've gotten so many DMs of people getting into true crime because of us.
Aw,
and I can't like even. I can't fathom that.
Adorable.
It just makes me so happy. And they want to learn about the people that everybody knows. The people that when they mention someone and then they don't know who it is and they're like, why?
Oh,
we're not gonna do that to you.
No.
It is okay. You are welcome over here.
Come learn. I don't know shit.
Right. Attract you along. So for today's episode, as the title says, we are covering John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy, the clown.
That's clownery.
That's it.
That's it?
No, I have actually read up on him, but okay. Anyway.
It's a serial killer, like, yeah. You know.
He kills people. Good job.
Oh, does he kill people?
Oh, that's the story, and we're done. Bye!
Bye! Nope, we have about 18 pages, so we'll see if this gets made into a part two or not, but you'll find out. But wait, there's more.
There's always more. Hello?
Hello? Oh my God, Nymphadora just jumped up on your face.
Wow.
So we're going to start with a mommy and a daddy.
Oh.
Who loved each other so much.
Uh-huh.
Then instead of swallowing this one, they had a full-ass baby.
Oh.
And I can say that because this baby would grow up to rape, torture, and kill 33 underage boys and men. He should have been swallowed, okay?
That's fine.
It's
I support it.
I know it's conflicting, but... I am who I am, and I'm saying it.
Should have been artwork on mommy's back. Like,
just literally. Just get that one gone.
That was not the winner sperm. Like, he swam to win, but he was not the winner.
He's, what's the word? Resilient. He definitely pushes through in life, but as you'll see, he had everything.
Oh, one of those.
Once he gets older, he built himself a life, but it just wasn't enough because he's a fucking monster. And
cool.
That's just, he was, let's, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's get into it.
This is, we always say it. Like whenever I actually kind of know a case, it's when I get ahead of myself.
Yeah.
It's just like, shut the fuck up. Go with your notes.
Track back. Let's do
track
the notes.
Back. Let's go. Childhood.
Woo.
Gacy was born March 17th, St. Patrick's Day, 1942, which makes him a Pisces Aries cusp. Don't know what that means, but I decided to put it in there. Fuck it. In Chicago, Illinois.
Chicago, Illinois?
Illinois.
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 Illinois. The S is silent.
Well, I'm going to say that name a lot. I mean, state. Illinois.
Illinois. There we go.
His mom was a homemaker, so basically a housewife.
Housewife.
And totally fine. I was like, that's your thing. Housewife.
Yeah.
Bert Kreischer. His dad, John Gacy Sr., small town murder taught us.
Don't trust a junior.
Don't trust a junior.
Or the third.
Mm-mm.
Or the fourth.
And if you're a good one, just keep it that way.
Yeah.
His dad was an auto repair mechanic in World War One, and a veteran. Cool. And also an abusive fucking asshole.
Oh, no.
Yep, more on that in a minute. His parents were Polish and half Danish. Were you watching a funny TikTok?
Sorry.
His parents were half Polish and half Danish and super Catholic. And his grandparents actually immigrated to the United States from Poland. Gacy had a close relationship with his mom and his two sisters, but that was not the same for his dad for many years. His dad was an alcoholic and physically abusive to the entire family. So him and his mom and siblings were all abused, but Gacy was just really targeted, and he was targeted mentally as well as physically. And as we said so many times on this show, and from like one of my idols, Morbid, like, feel bad for the younger one, the younger version of them, but the older one, that's on you. It's yeah. not your fault you have trauma, but it's your doing to cope with it and figure it out and not kill 33 people.
Yeah.
Or even one.
Not even one. Not even one.
Not even one.
Get your shit figured out, man.
His father would constantly call him dumb and stupid and compare him to his sister in a demeaning way. He's very homophobic.
Okay.
When he doesn't even know if his son's gay yet, which, spoiler alert, he is bisexual. And also a pedophile. But more on that later. His mom tried, not that those two things go together. Don't.
Hey, I didn't think that.
Like, there's yeah, people I'm that bi, put those things together.
I'm not
covering all bases not here.
That.
Right?
I don't like kids at all.
At all.
No, like I fucking hate children. No, thank you. Ew.
Ew, David. His mom would try to protect him from his father's beatings, and by doing so, he would just end up being called a sissy or a mama's boy from his dad. So like
toxic masculinity.
Yes, like fucked if you do, fucked if you don't, right? Like he can't do anything. He would often tell him that he was gay or that he was going to grow up to be queer, his words. And it's just like, why are you so afraid of this? Why?
His dad would say that to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
And without even like really an inkling of it, he just like right away as a child. He's a child.
Maybe. Hear me out.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe dad was gay and was trying to like project suppress it, but mm-hmm. project it at the same time.
Maybe.
Like, I'm not, but you are.
I don't know. He dies. So whatever.
But I'm just saying, the psychology side.
I mean, Gacy does the same thing, and yeah, we'll get there too. But
exactly.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what it was.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Or maybe he's just a homophobic asshole.
Also that.
With all this going on, he still loved his father so much. And all he ever wanted was to be good enough for him. But he figured out fast that he probably never would be.
Mm-hmm.
So in 1949, his dad was told that Gacy and another boy had been caught molesting a young girl.
Oh boy.
Gacy was 7 at this point.
Okay.
Get it together and get him help.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not. On site.
On site.
7? I don't fucking care. For his dad, though, he stood up to it, and he whipped his ass. Which, like, I'm not against, but he did whip his ass with a razor strop. So, no. Like, one of those, yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Don't do that. But, like, and go get him help.
He needs some milk. And by that, I mean he needs a therapist.
Yes. In the same year of 1949, when he's still 7, the family friend would come by and take AC out.
No.
And molest him in his truck.
I knew when you said,
uh-huh.
I knew it.
Yep. Yep. And Gacy would not tell his father in fear of him blaming him or in fear of him calling him gay.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally understandable.
It's 100% understandable. And terrifying. And
yeah.
Heartbreaking for young Gacy.
Yes.
So he had a heart condition. And because of that, he was told to stay away from sports. So he was overweight. He wasn't very athletic. And by this standard to his dad, it's also seen as weak and, you know, in his eyes.
You gotta play sports.
Yeah. So it's just more verbal abuse from him.
Okay.
In the 4th grade, he started having blackouts occasionally, just like random ones. And on three separate occasions, he was actually put in the hospital for really bad ones. And then in 1957, his appendix bursted.
Aww.
So then he was put back in the hospital. Gacy recalls that between the ages of 14 and 18, that he spent almost a year in the hospital. So, like, wow. Between those few years, yeah. Like, at least a year in the hospital.
That's insane.
His dad, though, being number one dad of the year, was like, you're doing this for attention, and calls him out on it while he's in the hospital bed recovering from surgery from his appendix bursting.
Wow.
And he's doing it for attention.
Yeah, you're right, Dad. I burst my own appendix.
Like, I rammed it against a doorknob. Like, what did you do?
You can't. It's protected by other organs. It's literally its own fucking right? thing. No.
It's so fucking stupid.
I mentally did it. I just went in my brain and was like, burst. Like,
no. His mom and sisters and even a few close friends, they all believed that these were, like, he wasn't doing this for attention. And he wasn't blacking out for attention. And I have to say, from experience, because doctors don't ever find, like, an actual medical diagnosis to figure out why he was blacking out so much. Hello at me.
Mm-hmm.
Stress, motherfuckers.
Yeah.
Stress does horrendous things to your body. How many times did I pass out in a year? Like,
too many.
Like, way too many. Because of stress, no matter how many times we're in the doctor, it got to the point where I'm like, don't call the ambulance. Don't do shit. Stress.
Mm-hmm.
And this kid was going through so much shit with his dad being an asshole. One of Gacy's friends in high school recalled several instances, so he's not hiding it, that his father would just come up the stairs drunk and beat him for no fucking reason.
Jesus.
And Gacy would never fight back. He'd only ever put up his arms to protect himself.
Yeah.
Never fought back. And obviously his mom would try to get in between it. Like, she's a good mother. She's also abused. She's a victim in this as well.
Mm-hmm.
And there's way more coming for their relationship. Like, I feel so bad for her. And it would just go back into him calling him a sissy and gay in a demeaning way. And it's just like, fuck off.
Wow. Piece of work.
So we're going to step into the careers that he went through and get a little bit older with him now. At 18 years old. Whoa, I had a stroke. In 1960, Gacy became involved in politics.
Okay.
And he joined the Democratic team.
Nice.
Which... Daddy's a Republican.
Oh.
And he is a hard Republican.
Yikes.
We don't discriminate here. As long as you are a nice person, as long as you are not homophobic, and as long as you are not racist, you are welcome here.
Check it out. We got one rule.
One rule, one rule.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick. That's our rule. He did not pass this vibe check. No. He was very like, all Democrats are bad. How dare you do this?
How dare you? My honor.
Just turns into fucking Scar from Lion King, not what's the Scarface?
We were all thinking Lion King.
Okay.
So
I said it and I was like, somebody's gonna miss what?
Misinterpret.
Thank you.
Yeah. I got you.
So he actually became a full time politic person.
Like, politic person.
It's called an assistant percent captain. Percent? Percent? P-R-E-C-I-N-C-T. It's a weird word.
Percent?
Right?
Okay.
Full on in politics.
Yeah.
Democratic side. Okay?
For sure.
His dad was a master manipulator, though, along with, I mean, obviously, and it's not going to be easy to, or it's not going to be hard to manipulate Gacy because all he wants is his approval.
Yeah.
So, like, it doesn't even take that much for him to do it. But, so not to be nice. Not to be nice.
Okay.
But to gain power over Gacy, his dad buys him a car.
Okay.
But Gacy has to pay him back for it, like, monthly. So now he's 18 years old and he could leave if he wanted to, but now he has a car, and if he doesn't live in this house under his roof, he can't have this car.
Oh,
so this is a way to keep him there.
Yeah, I see it.
Mm-hmm. So he's paying him monthly. If anything at all happens out of the norm, out of what he doesn't respect out of Gacy, takes away the keys, doesn't have the car anymore. So he's not doing this out of kindness, he's doing this out of manipulation and keeping him under the roof. There was a time where he actually went out and made a copy of the keys when he had it. His dad found out about this and he found them and he takes them. And in response, his dad removed the distributor cap to the car and he wouldn't give it to him.
Okay.
And I don't know why I find that so funny, but he's just like, oh yeah, you want to make an extra set of keys? Well, here, where are you going to go with this then? Like, you can't go anywhere.
Yeah.
It just, it sounds like such a a me and my grandma thing.
Seriously.
When I was younger. So finally his dad gives him back the distributor cap. I see him throwing him on his bed. He's like, whatever.
Whatever.
And Gacy yeets himself the fuck out of this town. And he drives to Las Vegas, Nevada.
Dude, same.
He just dipped it. He was like, okay, bye. That night. Got the cap. Capped out.
No cap.
There he got work as an ambulance service, which I would think you need schooling for, but...
They train you on the job.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
It's pretty cool.
Thinking about it now.
There you go.
So, did that, and then he went to work in a mortuary.
Nice.
Which I also want
to
do.
I was about to say, this sounds...
oddly familiar.
Oddly, like, what you want to do with your life.
Right? He actually slept on a cot in the embalming room.
Ew.
Mm-hmm. So, he lived there.
That's what's wrong with him. He inhaled all those fumes.
Oh. For 3 months, he was there, observing morticians, embalming dead bodies, doing the whole, doing God's work, right? Doing the damn thing. And then one night, he decides to climb into the chamber of one of the deceased teenaged males.
No. Nope. I'm leaving. Goodbye.
Embrace and caress the body before experiencing a sense of shock.
Nope.
So scared, he gets out and calls mommy, and he's like, well, dad, let me come home. Like, he freaked himself out by doing this. He was like, why did I do this?
Yeah.
And talked to dad. He returned home that night.
Jesus.
After 3 months of, like, being on his own, he chose to go back to his dad.
Well, because he was probably scared that he was having
these thoughts. But, like that's not going to help you. You know who your dad is.
But he was feeling... you know, the gay tendency, whatever, and, like, even scared. With a dead body, probably freaked himself out to the point of, like,
did.
The only familiar thing I have is family.
Exactly. Yeah you're
this
right.
This is so strange to me. I need comfort.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And, like, mom is comfort. Mom right. is a mother. She right. is trying to protect him. So, yeah, it makes sense. He returned home and enrolled into Northwestern Business College, even though he didn't graduate high school. He was still able to do college classes, question mark, whatever. He graduated in 1963 and took a management trainee position with the Nunnbush Shoe Company.
Okay.
Nunnbush.
Nunnbush.
Don't know, don't care. In 1964, the shoe company transferred him to Springfield, Illinois. Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I've said it Illinois my entire life, and nobody has told me, so now I feel lied to.
It's Illinois.
I know it is now, from you, but...
100%. There,
100%. There he worked as a salesman, and eventually he was promoted to manager of the department. And he does this a lot. Like, he's not... He works hard. He's a hardworking man.
Yeah.
But his side hobby is just not it. It's not it.
As Redhanded would say, try harder, be better.
Yes.
Like, what? No. You've got the potential.
Use it! He got the shoe company. The shoe company. He started dating a woman named Marilyn Myers. And eventually he would propose to her.
Cute.
During their courtship, during their proposal, like when they were not husband and wife.
Yeah.
What was it? Engagements.
Yeah.
He joined the local Jaycees. Which is also within the Democratic politics party. It's called the Jaycees.
Okay.
I looked up, like, the definition for it, and that's, like, the easiest way to dumb it down, because I don't fucking get it, but it's within that department. Like, they make decisions for their town. He's a big part. It's very BTK with, like, the church and being part of the community to the point that they're making decisions for people.
Yeah.
Which is scary. He would work tirelessly with them. Like, he is with them until, like, jail. Just know, Jaycees is this type of political party and not a person. Because it's brought up a lot. Because he stays with it like forever, like okay. pretty much. The same year, Gacy went out with some of his coworkers. So in 1964, when he was with Marilyn.
Yeah.
Marilyn? Myers. I call her Myers. Easier to say for me. I don't know why, but it is.
Okay.
Him and his coworkers went out and they had a good night out. They had some drinks. Gacy invited his male coworker over. And they had a good old-fashioned consensual blowjob.
Okay.
You know, like, consensual.
For sure.
It's all good, except for the fact that his wife doesn't know. That I know of. We'll get into that. It's foggy. Okay. If she knows if he's bisexual, gay or not. But we'll get there. And maybe you'll be able to clear it up for me a little bit. I mean, we'll never have it actually cleared up. But
yeah,
a little bit more of an understanding. By 1965, Gacy had risen to the position of vice president of the Springfield Jaycees.
Okay.
So he's working his way up. Mm-hmm. The same year, he was named the third most outstanding Jaycee in the state of Illinois. Hmm. Like, huge. 6 months into Gacy's and Myers' marriage, they got married. And I don't know if she knows he likes men or not. And not that it would matter if my significant other was like, oh, by the way, I'm bi. I mean, I wouldn't care, but I don't know about her. Besides the murders he commits, this is one of the most infamous facts about John Wayne Gacy. Her dad decided to buy 3 Kentucky Fried Chickens.
Okay.
And so they moved to Waterloo, Iowa, where now John Wayne Gacy owned Kentucky Fried Chickens.
Nice.
He was a colonel.
KFC, man.
We're not going to do a colonel like that. I take that back.
Dude, that shit's bomb.
Which KFC I get to hits. It
fucking slaps. When
we just got stuck in that snowstorm.
Dude, it's
we were so fucking hungry. Didn't know that we needed to put my car in a 4-wheel drive, so we definitely got stuck finally. We're just sitting there eating our Kentucky Fried Chicken, waiting for one of the truckers to come down and help us.
Yep. Worth it. So good.
That's such a good sandwich.
Yeah.
So they move into Myers' parents' former house. They moved out so that they could live there.
Cute.
And this was like an agreement with him moving to Iowa, uplifting their life from Illinois, and them being there. He would receive $15,000 per year, which is equivalent to $123,900 as of 2021.
Jesus.
Yeah. Like, he was doing well. Mm-hmm. Plus, he got fucking the shares of the restaurant's profits because he owns it. So, what do you think he does living this good life of KFC and a good money flow?
Throws it all away.
Kinda. He opens up a
club-like
environment in his basement.
No.
Where his coworkers would come over and drink and play pool.
Don't do it.
It's pretty much a man cave.
Don't do it.
It's literally a man cave.
Like, don't.
But also a boy cave because he's a pedophile.
Ew.
He employed only teenagers of both sexes, as not to be suspicious, at his KFCs. So the ones, he's like, I'm gonna hire both, and then they won't know.
Which, are they gonna know?
KFC, like, those types of jobs they're meant for teenagers. They're meant for getting your foot in the door of learning how to have a job, learning how to have a responsibility. But his intentions weren't that at all.
And I mean, hey, if you work at KFC, like,
I love you.
Yeah.
Except for this guy.
Yeah.
If you're anything like this, no.
Man, KFC and Popeyes. Now I want chicken.
I don't think I've actually ever had Popeyes.
Get the fuck out.
I know.
Leave the door.
I don't. It's you like Wendy's. Leave. I don't actually remember having Wendy's, but Brayden said I had it once. I don't remember it.
It's like right there.
We had one really close to Hanford, too.
Yeah.
When you were in the Navy.
Get some Popeyes chicken. Upgrade your life.
We'll do it.
Have some biscuits.
I've been hearing a lot about Dave's hot chicken.
Oh, I just had that. Oh my God.
Stop. Everyone on Teams at work is talking about it. And I almost went to go get that today instead of Koi Fusion.
Because it's right next to work. It is so good.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're getting it.
Loved it.
I digress.
Okay.
So the teenagers of this KFC that he owned knew about his little man cave and they would come over and they would hang out and he would supply them with alcohol. He was the cool place to hang out, except for he wasn't fucking cool.
Oh, man.
It wasn't like a safe spot like we had.
This hurts my heart.
I know.
Because like having that safe place to hang out
is so important.
It is. Thanks, Mom.
And then it gets exactly.
You were real one.
I don't know if you wanted to say where our safe spot was, but like
my mom's house.
Literally, she took away our car keys. We weren't allowed to leave the house. Like
you drink water in between, you know, stuff.
You sit on the floor and beg for tequila shots.
What? We weren't underage drinking. Stop it.
Hey, we made it, right?
But the point is, like, you weren't sent home. You weren't in any danger. Nobody molested anybody. Nobody raped anybody. Mm-mm.
Nobody was murdered. Nobody was kidnapped. It was
safe, fun.
It was literally normal. The sense of they're going to be doing it anyway, which, like, the amount of times that I was blackout drunk at that train park.
Yeah.
Thank God your mom came in, because right, like, we were in dead. A roof now.
Yeah.
There's no reason we should be alive. Like, there is zero reasons.
Yeah.
I got in the back of a motorcycle of a stranger I didn't know when I was 18.
Fucking weirdo. But, like, that's something that my uncle put in my head. He was like, they're going to be drinking anyway. I'd rather they do it under my roof.
Exactly.
Which makes sense. But, like, when it's, like, your boss is like, hey, I've got this, like, basement hangout spot.
Come play pool with me.
Schmalcohol with me. And they're
that's
just, like...
That's weird. You don't actually know him. Ooh. That is not... This was your mom. This was somebody within the family. This is somebody that you know you can trust. But then you don't actually know that. You never really know.
You never really know.
Okay. Anyway. Thanks, Mom.
Thanks, Mom.
He would supply them with alcohol. And then... He would make sexual advances at them.
Of course.
And they would reject it. Uh-huh. And then he would be like, oh, I'm just kidding. It's a joke. I was just testing your morality.
Fucking A.
And he just gaslight them.
Yikes.
Excuse me?
You're fired.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail.
February 1966, his son was born.
Oh.
Yeah. And in March of 1967, his daughter came.
Oh.
Poor woman's vagina.
Jeez. Just... Pumping them out.
Gacy later described this period of his life as perfect. Because it was. Except for he was murdering people during this time.
Oh.
Besides that fact. Gacy's parents came up to visit him in July of 1966. And he's now a business owner, part of the JCs. He's still a Democratic, but his dad's going to pass by that. Because he decides to apologize to Gacy.
Oh.
Yeah, and literally says to him, son, I was wrong about you, as he shook his hand.
Interesting.
Also, like, part of the conversation was him saying, like, how happy he was that he was a family man and that he didn't end up gay.
Yikes.
Like, you just had to put that in there. You really had to.
Fucking douchebag.
And as we know, he's living a double life.
Right.
But he still takes it. And him and his father, from then on... pretty much have a really good relationship. He takes the apology and just leaves the little bits out that he knows would take back that apology, you know?
He's like, sure, Dad, I'm excellent.
Mm-hmm. He believes it too.
No,
like,
killing
himself.
Going on here. Absolutely zero gayness.
No children fiddling over here.
Yep. Mm-hmm. One hundo.
Yeah.
You got it, Daddy-o. So,
Daddy-o. The fucking thumb emoji. Yeah. So, he's working 12 to 14 hour shifts at these KFCs, managing them, and he's still within the JC's chapter. Even by doing this, he still found time, and this is where I questioned the relationship, and not the relationship as a relationship, but what she knows. Because they would wife swap. He would have sex workers over. Wife swap with the JC members.
No. I mean, do your thing. Like, no kink shame, but, like...
Not my cup of tea, but, like, also, like, not. But, like, I don't know the... Like, if she was peer pressured or not, or if she just did this to make him happy. Like, I don't know. And, yeah, he would have sex workers over. He would constantly be watching porn and gay porn. Doing drugs.
He's a sex addict.
And these are all with the members of the JC people. Like, not with all of them, but, like, with a good few of them.
How did they bring that up in conversation?
I don't know.
He's sitting there and just like, man, you ever just, like, watch porn all the time? He's like, yeah, dude. You want a wife swap?
Do you watch the vagina or the dick? That's the question.
And then they're like, yeah.
Male on male? Yes.
Bit of both. I'm here for all of it. You know? They're like, oh, my wife's really hot. Your wife is really hot.
Want to swap? How does... And then... I don't know.
And then the wives are like, sure, honey.
100%.
One hundo, daddy-o. Like, what the fuck?
So yeah, that was going on with that relationship, and she ends up leaving him in a little while, but I don't know. I question how much she knew about him. But she was also being abused by him. And that's where my thought of it not being like completely consensual, and the fact that she like wanted to do this, but she was just doing it to please him.
Yeah.
Because she was being abused by him too.
Like physically?
Yeah. Nobody and wants mentally. To get
beaten, you know?
All of them.
Yeah.
The whole family. So his true colors started to show. August 1967 comes around, which is the year that his daughter is born. And Gacy sexually assaulted a 15-year-old named Donald, who was a fellow son of the JC members.
Oh my God.
Gacy told him that he would show this child some porn. And he was like, yeah, okay.
I'm in.
He's a child. Well, he's a teenager. Like, he's hormones like, you are son happening. Of a bitch.
Yeah. Internet's not here yet. I got you.
He's like, what? So he piled Donald with alcohol and they watch porn, and it's male and male porn. And then he persuades the 15-year-old to engage in oral sex, telling him you have to have sex with a man before you start having sex with a woman. Which is the only reason why I put in that it was male and male porn. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. I can't stress that enough. Like, you know. That sentence. Excuse me.
Okay, and this is all for me. This is all stemming from that his dad's friend who would come over and pick him up and like molest him and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
That guy probably said the same thing
or something similar, yeah,
to Gacy, and he was like, "Yep, makes sense to me.
That's what it is
happening to me. So I got to do it to someone else."
Yep, but then that's where the whole conversation of therapy and. Therapy's not easily accessible. Find a friend that you can actually talk to. But then it also goes down the fucking route of you just find other pedophiles. Then that's when you start talking to people and you're like, oh wait, you like to do that too, so it's fine then.
Bottom line, stop diddling kids.
Stop
They're kids
on site
motherfucker.
Over the following months, Gacy abused several other children, including one who Gacy encouraged to have sex with his own wife.
What?
Yeah. And then blackmailed him into performing oral sex on him.
What?
So many questions, right? This relationship, dude.
What?
And all I can, as I'm writing it and doing my notes and stuff, I have like way more questions. But as I'm saying it out loud and like have you here, I think it's more of she's abused and she's just doing this to please him.
I'm a little on the fence about that.
We'll get okay. To the point where like she divorces him, and then I think you might be a little more on my train.
Okay. That's fair.
Gacy tricked several teenagers into believing he was commissioned to conduct homosexual experiments in the interests of scientific research, and paid them $50 each.
What?
Mm-hmm. He's also a master manipulator. I don't have this in my notes, so I'm just going to say it now because I don't want to forget it later. But there's a journalist that starts writing to him when he's in prison, and they become like friends, quotes friends, because he wants to learn more about him and he wants to do these reports. And this guy just, he can't stress how normal, air bunnies, that he is. He's just a master manipulator. And when you, like, when I first put on the Peacock episode, I was just like looking at him like, how? You would walk by this guy and smile at him and wave and be like, hi, like, hello, neighbor. Mm-hmm. You really wouldn't suspect anything. It's weird. It's fucking weird. Like, he, whatever the norm is, besides when he gets into pogo, we'll get to him later, but it's weird. He's a master manipulator. And also, he's paying the children.
Yeah.
With $50 for whatever he's doing. Like,
back in the day.
That's a lot of
money.
That's
a lot of fucking money.
Mm-hmm.
Like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
A lot of money.
How? I mean, he's well off. Okay.
Oh, no. He's very well. Yeah.
I was like, how's he?
No.
Yeah. Okay.
He is well off. In March of 1968, now 16 years old, Donald, the kid that he just did that stuff with, told his dad what happened. So mm-hmm. told a member of the JC, but dad, he diddled me. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. This guy immediately calls the cops, and he is charged with performing oral sodomy.
Okay.
So he has a record now, but that doesn't help anything.
Why?
Gacy, being the coward that he is, denies this all around and demands, get this, demands to take a polygraph test.
Oh my god.
Which comes back that he's fucking lying
about, I demand it,
everything, you silly little bitch. Like, what are you doing?
Not that polygraphs, I mean, back then they were probably like, ooh, it's cutting edge science,
right? And he thought he could trick it. Yeah. He's so dumb.
Wow. Big dumb. Big dumb.
So he publicly denies any wrongdoing and insists that the charges against him were politically motivated. Donald's dad tried to oppose Gacy's nomination for appointment as president of the Iowa JCs, but several fellow JCs found Gacy's, this is so hard,
okay,
story credible and rallied to support him.
Why?
They supported Gacy. However, on May 10th, 1968, Gacy was indicted on the sodomy charge. So, fuck off.
Wow.
So, being charged on this, he's fucking nervous. So, what does he do? He convinces 18-year-old Russell, who worked for him at Kentucky Fried Chicken, to physically assault Donald to discourage him from testifying against Gacy.
You hire a teenage hitman?
Yep. Exactly.
That sounds like a really bad movie.
He promised this kid $300, which, like, doesn't sound like very much now, but back then, as we just stressed, that's just so much fucking money.
That's so much.
To a child.
He's, like, gonna buy a car.
Like, right?
But, like, tell me that doesn't sound like a really bad film. Teenage hitman.
This is,
like,
one of those moments where you just don't even believe it if you saw it in a movie.
Yeah.
You're like, what? Yeah. That's what you're gonna go do?
It's wild.
Teenage hitman. It'd be like a Sharknado type movie.
Yeah.
So in September, Russell lures Donald to an isolated country park, sprayed mace in his eyes, and beat the poor kid.
Aww.
Donald escapes from this and goes straight to the police.
Good.
Like, good job. I'm only laughing because, like, normally, like, these types of things when we're doing our kid, they don't do that.
Yeah.
They're like, oh no, scared, not gonna do it. But Donald ain't taking no shit.
Yeah. He was
he's like, fuck you, fingy wingy. They arrest Russell because he, like, tells him exactly who fucking did this. And then he's like, okay, yeah, Gacy paid me. Sorry.
Oh. Whoopsie.
Whoopsie. Yeah, I took the money. Here's the 300. Like, totally rats him out. Which, yeah. Like, good job. But, like, also, don't
do it in the
be
first
a better
place.
Person. Yeah. Okay, Russell? What's their saying?
Red-handed. Try harder. Be better.
Yes. Hopefully he's doing better now. Mm. On September 12th, Gacy was ordained to undergo a psychiatric evaluation at the psychiatric hospital of the University of Iowa.
Okay.
Two doctors examined him over a period of 17 days and concluded that he had antisocial personality disorder.
Okay.
He was unlikely to benefit from any therapy or medical treatment.
Interesting.
Any at all. And that his behavior pattern was likely to bring him to repeat conflict with society.
Okay.
The doctors concluded that he was mentally competent to stand trial.
Red flag, red flag.
Red flag, red flag.
Right? Like, what the fuck?
Excuse me?
They said, repeat.
Repeat. That he will repeat.
It's gonna, Pete mm-hmm. and repeat, walk into a bar. Pete leaves, who's left? Repeat. That's right.
On November 7th, 1968, Gacy pleaded guilty to one count of sodomy, but not guilty to the charges related to the other youths. Whatever.
Youths.
It's the transcripts they use. I try to use some of the words, but some of them I gotta fix. I was like, nobody's gonna think I said that.
Yeah.
Gacy claimed Donald had offered himself to him. Uh-huh. And that he acted out of curiosity.
He was like, hey, excuse me, Mr. Bossman. Diddle me. No.
Exactly.
Excuse me, no.
A child.
And then,
which, even if a child did do that, you're a fucking adult.
And you said, yeah.
And you said, yes.
So, either way.
Straight to jail.
Straight to jail. Either story, you're fucked.
go away.
Like, no.
His story was not believed.
Good.
Like, the kid's 15. Gacy was convicted of sodomy on December 3rd and sentenced to 10 years in prison.
Woo.
He doesn't serve it.
Aww.
That day, his wife filed for divorce.
Good.
That day that like, he was... That's where I'm saying, like... And he never saw his two children again. He never saw her or his daughter or son again. Like, she got the fuck out of there. And that's where I come with the whole... I don't think she was really wanting to be involved in this lifestyle of wife swapping and having him force... Yeah.
Devil's advocate here.
Mm-hmm.
There's the option of she was living this life willfully, and then when it became public, she became embarrassed and had to separate herself from it. But that's just the other side of the coin.
Yeah.
The other way is I would...
There's so many options.
More than likely believe that she was being abused,
mm-hmm.
and she wasn't choosing this life. But there is that option.
This is why we'd be good detectives together, because mm-hmm. I'd be over here like, I give you the benefit of the doubt. You'd be like, motherfucker.
Are you kidding me? Trust no bitch.
With filing for divorce, she requested that she would be awarded the home that they all lived in, sole custody of their two children, and alimony. And the court was like, yes.
Yes. They
were just like, uh-huh. Divorce was finalized, and on September 18th, 1969, that's when it was finalized. Said that weird, but yeah. Gacy never saw them again at all. He rapidly acquired a reputation as a model prisoner.
Wow.
He was just so good in prison because it's almost like there's not little kids to diddle in there.
Almost like he's a master manipulator.
That too. So maybe like keep him in there, you know?
Like, I'm sorry. He's a cis, not cis, but he's a white male.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
In prison.
Where he can't offend the... age appropriate thing that he likes to
for. Yeah,
it's almost like you should keep him in there,
almost like just stay.
just hang out.
It's fine.
Within months of his arrival, he had risen to the position of head cook.
Oh my god.
He also joined the inmate JC chapter.
No.
In the jail.
No.
And increased the memberships that were in there from 50 to 650.
No. You're telling me little Hitler over here.
Yes.
Little charismatic John Wayne Gacy Hitler.
Yes.
Okay.
Isn't it weird?
Little John Wayne Gacy Hitler Manson.
That's... He's just a master at whatever, like, speaking. Like, what? He did that in less than 18 months.
Oh, my God.
In June 1969, Gacy was denied parole. And to prepare for a second scheduled parole hearing in May of 1970, he completed 16 high school courses for which he got his diploma, because he didn't have his diploma before. Christmas Day, 1969, Gacy's father dies.
Okay.
When he got this news, he collapsed to the floor sobbing. Like, he just got his approval, and then he got put in prison, and then he wasn't even, like, warned that he was sick. And then he dies.
I could feel bad.
I know, right?
But I don't.
I'm trying to sound sincere with that one, yeah. But it sucks. But, like, maybe don't diddle kids and get put in prison, you know?
Yeah.
To where you have to miss your father's funeral because he's denied the right to go to it as well.
Right. You know, I was denied the right to go to my grandma's funeral, but that's because I was serving our fucking country,
right?
You cunt. I wasn't diddling children. Jesus.
That's gonna be on a sticker. Oh no. A Patreon exclusive.
Right. Jeez.
So get this, 18 months into his 10-year sentence,
he is
let go.
Don't
granted parole with 12 months probation on June 18th, 1970, which Happy is Brady's birthday.
No.
Yep.
I deny what you say.
I deny it too.
It's However, stupid.
These conditions were he had to live with mom again.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to go home and live with a parent again. And he had to be home by 10 p.m.
That's it?
Obviously, like, no drugs, no alcohol, like the whole shebang. But 18 months into his 10-year sentence. Make that make sense.
I just gotta say, if I went to prison, I'd be out. Right? In 2 days. They'd be like, she's too nice. Send her home.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
No, ma'am.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, you know what?
You didn't do it. Get her out.
She's fine. Like,
they make it seem so easy.
Right? What the fuck?
So, Gacy was picked by J.C. Clarence Lane. J.C. member.
Yeah.
Clarence Lane.
Got it.
From prison, who fully believed he was fucking innocent.
What?
Yeah. So, this member, Clarence Lane, from the J.C. thingy, picked him up from prison and was like, no, I totally believe you're innocent.
Red flag number one. His name's Clarence. No. I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
Hey.
I'm kidding.
Oh, wait. I was thinking Clancy from Midnight Gospel. No. That's why.
Clarence from It's a Wonderful Life. But, okay. Picks him up. No.
And just believes him. So.
Well, he's a master manipulator.
I know. Shut up. They're talking and Gacy's just like, I'm never going back to jail again. Ha. Doesn't age well.
Laughable.
24 hours after his release, as he's supposed to do, he is shipped right back to Chicago to go live with mommy. And on February 12th, 1971, Gacy was charged with sexually assaulting a teenage boy who claimed that he had lured him into his car at Chicago's Greyhound bus terminal and driven him to his home where he attempted to force the boy into sex.
Weird how he was analyzed. Psychoanalyzed, and mm-hmm. they said he would be a repeat offender.
And he did exactly that.
And then he did that. Weird. Wild.
Wild. The court, though, they dismissed this.
What?
Because the boy failed to appear in court.
No. That's only supposed to work with traffic tickets.
Only, right?
Get the fuck out of here.
Which the kid was probably scared, honestly, you know? On June 22nd, Gacy flashed a sheriff's badge at a young boy and forced him to give him a blowjob.
Stop with the fucking impersonating officers.
Just wait till later.
Why is that a thing?
Because it's effective. Not that I agree with it, but I'm just saying that's why.
I know. Like, if somebody flashed a badge at me, I'd be like,
okay. Wait a second.
Sure.
Dean? Sam? Hello?
Maybe. You know, we need to get into the habit of asking...
For more identification?
Credentials, mm-hmm. badge number, what precinct?
Right.
You know? Like, oh, cool. I'll pull over and whatnot or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
What precinct you at?
Give me more information.
What's your partner's name?
I've told you multiple times. Like, when I first got to Oklahoma and was living in Alva, a couple of the cop cars were, like, trucks.
Yeah. Oh, my
and
God.
And I told you. I was like, if the siren goes off with this car, I'm not pulling over.
Yeah.
I'm calling. You call 911 and you tell them I'm being pulled over, but I don't know if this is an actual cop or not.
You're technically supposed to not do 911 because it's not an emergency. Okay. You have to call the local police station, which is really annoying.
That is really annoying.
To look that up. But that happened. So that's how I got my last speeding ticket. There was a huge truck behind me and he kept riding my ass. And uh-huh. I was like, okay, I guess I'll just go faster.
Yeah, I'll go
and
around
you. And I did. And then he pulled me over and I was like, what the
fuck? It was a cop.
I didn't know they had trucks. Like, it was like a F-250 or something. It was a huge truck.
The ones up there aren't like, they don't look like they should be cop cars.
No.
Like,
what the fuck?
It was really scary. So the charges were dropped and, you know, it fucking sucks. For whatever reason, the Iowa Board of Parole did not learn about these incidents. I don't know if you guys can hear that train, but I'm sorry if you can, but we gotta keep going. They literally didn't hear about it. So 8 months later, on October 1971, his parole ended and now he was scot-free.
What
record of Gacy's previous criminal convictions were sealed?
No,
they're done.
No,
he is just free. They literally weren't told that he was just caught doing this, but because it didn't go to court or whatever, they don't get told.
Do your fucking job.
Do your job.
My God.
Ugh. With financial assistance from his mom, Gacy bought a ranch house. And they lived there together.
Okay.
The address, 8213 West Summerdale Avenue, is where he lived until his arrest in December 1978. And where, according to Gacy, he committed all of his murders.
Okay.
Gacy was active in the local community. His neighbors considered him helpful. He willingly loaned his construction tools and plowed snow for the neighborhood and would just do all this shit for free. He's just part of the community.
He's just a nice guy.
It's fucking so scary. Like, it just makes me want to be mean. Like, at least you know. Because, like, what people think I'm just being nice to, like, put on a front.
So the other day, my coworker was like, oh, can I catch a ride home? And I was like, I have to leave in 10 minutes. Yeah. So, no.
Right?
Like, I don't know this guy. I've never, the first day I met him.
No.
And I
no.
was like,
nope.
No.
Sorry, I'm going the opposite. Where are you going? Sorry, going the opposite direction.
And it was. He was like, oh, yeah, I'm just up the road on the hotel here. I was like, yeah, I'm the other way.
Yeah.
I got to go. I got plans.
And a hotel. No. Not a hotel.
Yeah. I don't know. It was weird.
FBI watch list. Hello. He would host summer annual parties. And up to like 400 people would join these.
What the fuck?
I don't know.
Who has 400 friends?
I don't know if it's like collectively, like over the time, like over the expansion of like many summers, or if at one time, but hello. You got me fucked up with having 400 people over. And a lot of these people were part of the politicians.
Yeah, I was thinking the JC group would mm-hmm. probably be like me, my family, and our cousins, and like
their friends, like whatever.
Yeah.
But no. No, thank you. In August of 1971, shortly after Gacy and his mother moved into this house that they got together, he became engaged to Carol Hoff.
Okay.
Carol and Gacy actually dated back in high school, and this was both of their second marriages, and she also had two young daughters, which I've said it before, but it's like he doesn't diddle girls.
Yeah.
So they're safe. As I fucking hate that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I mean, obviously I want them to be safe, but it's a good thing we don't have to, like, worry about them necessarily going through the trauma that he put through all these other men.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have nowhere to go, too, when they fucking live in that house. I hate that thought, mm-hmm. but it's there, you know? They married in July 1st, 1972, and they all moved into the house, and mommy moved out.
Oh.
Because he's off parole now. He doesn't have to live with mom.
Yeah.
And now he's married and whatever. So 1975 rolls around and he lets Carol know that he's bisexual. Which, good job. Except for the fact that he left out that he's also a pedophile. And they have sex on Mother's Day. And then he informs her that that's the last day they're going to have sex.
Okay.
Ever again.
Why?
So how about you're gay. Like, you yeah. don't want to have sex with females, yeah. which is okay. But to have, like, sex with her and then be like, by the way, that's the last time we're ever going to do that again. That's a whole different topic between bisexual and never having sex with your wife again.
You're married now. What's Hello? She gonna do?
Hello.
She's probably expecting, you know, something else.
You know, like a marriage.
Seems like a conversation before you get married.
It does.
Like, hey, I only want to have sex with you a total of 3 times in our relationship. Right. You know, like, or something like that. But no, can't be open and communicate.
No. Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. Your daddy didn't teach him that.
No.
He would be gone late at night and he would return early in the mornings. And he said that he was being held at work, which he did work long hours, but like, no, you're not. Carol saw Gacy bringing home teenage boys into his garage in the early mornings and found gay pornography and men's wallets with their IDs in it in the house.
Okay. Red flag.
So many.
Yeah.
When she confronted Gacy about these items, he informed her, it's none of your business.
Mm.
Get out.
Yeah.
I know it's not easy. It's just saying, like, to get out. Like, not everyone no. has somebody, like, to get out. But, girl, it's... We'll give you our number. Like, if you're going through this, it's time. We're getting you out.
Yeah.
A heated argument erupted when, in October of 1975, Carol failed to balance a checkbook correctly. And she informed Gacy that she wanted a divorce. So, she did exactly.
So, basically, he wanted a mom.
Probably.
And that's why he got married. So, he had someone to cook, clean, balance a checkbook.
Mm-hmm.
And then critique them when they do it wrong.
Mm-hmm. And not have sex with it.
Not have sex
with Which them. Is similar to... Because you don't have sex with your mom.
Yeah, you wouldn't do that. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Ooh. You never know. Yeah, seems like he just wanted a replacement mom.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
Good observation.
Thanks.
Carol continued to live with him in the house, though, until February of 1976, when her and her daughter, plural, moved into their own apartment. So they were just looking for their own place, and then they moved out.
Understandable.
Yes, absolutely. In 1971, he got a job in construction and worked his ass up designing, remodeling, and installing landscapes.
Why is he good at stuff?
I don't know. He's so...
It's obnoxious.
He could have been something big in, like, not an infamous way. That's in an actual positive way.
He's somebody real big.
With this job, he would be working on different projects, like, all over. And he frequently traveled to other states, which I fully believe there is more victims than 33, knowing that he was in other states. In 1975, the construction business was rapidly expanding, and by 1978, it was making upwards of $200,000 a year.
Shit.
Yeah. And for that time, I don't have the math for that one, but it's a lot of fucking money.
Tis.
It's a lot of money. Now, the next thing to why he's so famous, I guess you can say, next to him owning KFCs, like a little fun fact. As you said in the beginning, this motherfucker became a clown.
Motherfucker.
An actual clown. Like, he's not just like clown energy. He's an actual clown. Doing clown shit.
You want to hear a creepy clown fact?
Oh, no. I already got one right here.
Oh, you do?
It's John Wayne Gacy. Oh.
Well, I had this one specific for this.
Yes.
Did you know?
Oh, no.
You can visit a clown motel next to a graveyard.
Oh.
Yeah.
Where?
It's in Tonopah, Nevada. And it's a spooky motel. It's called the Clown Motel.
Oh, no.
It's a desert oasis made of pure nightmare fuel.
Oh, no.
There's clown dolls and images everywhere. And it's right next to an early 1900s graveyard. Tonopah, Nevada.
If it wasn't for the graveyard, I wouldn't want to go. But, like, I'm kind of down. Good photo op.
Miss, I'm afraid of clowns.
Okay, I'm afraid of normal clowns. I figured it out. I've been afraid of clowns my entire life, but it's normal ones. It's ones that try to do this shit right here that I'm about to tell you about Pogo. They are the ones that freak me out. The ones that are, like, trying to be scary and, like, I'm like, bitch, I could do that makeup. I'm cool with them. But the ones who are like, I want to go play at parties for children that scream and run around. You got a problem, sir and ma'am.
You want to hear another creepy clown fact?
What?
They live by an 8 clown commandment.
Ew.
And like, it's like, entertain people, laugh at yourself.
Okay,
like,
I don't know. No. Yep. I take it back. I don't want to go.
Yeah.
All right, back to this other.
You're welcome.
Monstrosity.
Thanks, next to I that hate one.
It. Oh, heart palpitations. Oh, God. She's got stressed. My heart going. She's stressed. In late 1975, Gacy joined the Clown Club.
Yay.
It's just making me... I don't know if you know this, but M from And That's Why We Drink, they can be a clown. They went to clown school.
Oh.
They went to actual clown school.
Wow. Clowns are scary.
I just love that about them.
Yeah.
Okay, anyway, I don't want to talk about this part. I hate it.
Yay, do it.
He went to school to be a clown and developed his own little character. He had Pogo the Clown and then Patches the Clown, but nobody really knows much about Patches. Nobody fucking cares.
Nobody cared who I was until I put on the mask.
I just see, like, rain falling on a window as you say that because you're just sad. He made up his own makeup, which is part of, like, going to clown school. You have, like, a very distinct makeup look that is yours. Described as Pogo as a happy clown, and Patches was a more serious character.
Oh.
No, thank you.
Wow.
So... we're taught subliminally, without even being, like, told this as children, that sharp objects are bad when it comes to characters. So, like, when you look at villains on Disney.
They're pointy.
They're pointy. Villains are pointy. And the good things are rounded.
Mm-hmm.
His makeup was all pointed. He didn't have the round smile or even a nose. He didn't even have a fucking clown nose.
Really?
He had no fucking circles on him. It was all points. Like, the makeup that he puts on his eyes was a triangle. It was like a jack-o'-lantern.
I mean, I would do that, too, because I like straight edges. Maybe I'm a villain.
We're all a little bit of a villain. Yeah. But, like, it's just weird.
Ooh, it is weird.
Mm-hmm. And no nose is weird. And he had a complete white face, yeah. Like, the white makeup. It's freaky. It's really fucking freaky. And it wasn't just, like, a point at the cheeks. It was also a point at the Cupid's bow and then dips down again.
Weird.
Mm-hmm. Not a fun time. But kids loved it, I guess.
I don't know, man.
He didn't earn much money from doing this, like, clownery. But he performed at fundraiser events and parades and even volunteered to entertain hospital children.
No, thank you.
So he was around actual children in the hospitals. On site, motherfucker.
On site.
Sometimes Gacy would remain in his clown outfits, makeup and all, and go to the local bar and drink before returning home.
That's so weird.
If my ass walked into a bar and saw that, you would just hear an audible fucking nope. And I would walk right back out.
Good day.
Good day.
And I bid you adieu. Right? I must leave now. Goodbye.
Oh, God. After everything that happens, he would be known as the Killer Clown, which that name doesn't stick, really. But, like, that's what people associate. Anytime you hear... I almost said KFC. Anytime you hear John Wayne Gacy, it's clown. He just gives a bad reputation for clowns. And that's coming from a person who doesn't like them. Anyway.
I mean... They're just clowns.
They're just people, too. They have feelings.
They do.
Sure. Okay. The construction site that he worked at was mostly consisted of high school student employees.
No.
Why? Why? Why?
Pizza.
Gacy would often proposition these workers for sex or insist on sexual favors in return for acts such as him, like, lending out his vehicle, financial assistance, promotions. Did I mention that he, like, worked his way all the way, like, to the top of this chain?
Yeah.
Like, he has power and he's using it for all the bad reasons.
Yeah, that's fucking makes sense to me.
She says sarcastically.
Jesus.
He also claimed to own guns and once told an employee, "Do you know how easy would it be to get one of my guns and kill you?
No.
And how easy it would be to get rid of the body?"
Don't fucking do that.
I have in my notes. 911.
Hello.
Hello.
Emergency.
In 1973, Gacy and a teenage employee traveled to Florida to view a property Gacy had purchased. On the first night in Florida, Gacy raped him in their hotel room.
Why did he go with him?
They don't know. He doesn't, like, put on the persona of, like, a rapist pedophile, like, right away.
Well, yeah, I mean...
He does, like, the trick of, like, in the beginning, where he would make a move and then be like, "Ah, just kidding, checking your morality."
But who the fuck is like, "Yeah, I'm gonna go with my boss on this trip to Florida and fucking look at this property"?
It's Florida. They live in Iowa. It's Florida. He's giving them money, and they don't know that they can't trust him yet.
Like my coworker, who was like, "Let's go to Canada on a day trip." He brought me candy and chocolate and, like, Coca-Cola and Red Bull all from Canada.
Uh-huh.
And was like, "Let's go get more."
No.
He's, like, 76 years old.
My coworker the other night, I love him. He's really great. I guess he was driving behind me on my way home, and I'm leaving out the front door, and he goes, "You live in Wilsonville?"
Excuse me?
I had my mask on and I was cause my jaw dropped a little and he's like, "Oh yeah, you were driving in front of me and then you continued on Coffee Creek and I went the other way." And I was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, yeah." He's totally fine, I promise. But like, I was, that moment I was like, "What?"
She means she lives in Washington.
I live all over.
There you go.
All of our destinations on Instagram says where we are.
Yeah.
Anyway, so after they returned back from Florida, this employee went to Gacy's house and beat him up.
What?
Yeah. Like, Gacy raped him, and he was literally like, no! So he went to his house and beat him up, and his wife's like, hi, what was that about? And Gacy's like, oh, I refused to pay him. So he's mad.
Still a dick move.
Still a dick move. But, like, way to not tell her the truth. I mean, why would he? But, you know. In May 1975, Gacy hired 15-year-old Anthony. His last name is Antonucci. It's okay. Definitely Italian. Hmm. It has almost Bucci in it, but mm-hmm. Nucci.
Antonucci,
yeah. The two were at Anthony's home one night, drinking and watching porn, which, why is watching porn a socialized thing? Like,
so, hey, no kink shaming.
I'm not kink shaming. Some I'm people just
like to watch it asking, together.
And he's 15. It makes me angry.
So, also, think about it this way. Porn back in the day used to be you go to an adult video store, you rent a video, a VHS or something.
Really?
Yeah. It wasn't like...
It wasn't as accessible. It wasn't that's right.
A personal thing of like, yeah. I have it on my phone.
You couldn't just open up Tumblr.
My computer. Exactly. It's something like you have to go out in public, you rent it or buy it, and then you watch it and you own it. So it's like,
why not share it?
Yeah.
But not with 15-year-olds. Not with children.
But he's grooming them. He wants that.
I know.
He has an end goal.
Oh, does he? While watching this porn together, I have in my notes, like, just get a fucking Marvel movie. Yeah. Marvel wasn't even a thing, I don't think.
The comics?
The comics, yeah. But, like, not, like, the cool movies that we have now. Yeah. But he ends up wrestling this poor kid to the floor and cuffs his hands behind his back.
No.
Little did Gacy know, though, that one of Anthony's hands were loose behind his back, and he was able to get his hand out. He left the room. And when he comes back, without wanting to alert Gacy that he had his hand free, he kept his hands behind his back. And when he came in, he pounced on him. He fucking took him down. And this kid was a wrestler. He was a high school wrestler.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
So, not only did he get Gacy to the floor, get the key out of his hand, get the handcuffs out of him, but then got the handcuffs on Gacy.
Oh, he said, you fucking me, I fuck you.
You, I fuck you. At first, Gacy's just like, what the actual fuck? And, like, sitting there, he's threatening him. He's like, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Like, going off, like, a whole nother side of him. Eventually, for some reason, they both calm down. And Gacy's like, okay, if you just handcuff me, I'll fucking leave. Whatever. Very Edmund Kemper. I know you don't know that one, but you will. But he lets him go, and he leaves.
Okay.
And he leaves. It's terrifying. Maybe I'd put him like outside and like let him figure it out on his own. Yeah. Don't unhandcuff him.
And like drop it all the went keys well, in front of him.
Right? Like know? Chuck that shit across the like way and go find it. But all is well. He is fine. Air bunnies. Scary.